All right, let's move forward into our remaining agenda, which we should maybe take up the consent calendar item that was pulled and deal with that briefly. Item 824, please.
Pay claim of Portland Leeds Living LLC, Tess O'Brien Apartments, in the sum of $125,000 involving the Bureau of Development Services.
Someone want to speak on this item?
Did you pull that, Carla?
Mr. Lightning, please.
Mr. Lightning, good. I don't think there's a presentation. I think the summary information is pretty clear, which is this was a case in which improper information was provided to an applicant. And there was a claim, and the claim was agreed to. So I think that if I've got that right, Commissioner Salt,
yes,
I think that's
exactly
a summary of what happened. So it's fairly unusual for us to pay a claim like this, but when we make a mistake, we own it. So I think that's a fair statement of what happened.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog X. One of the concerns I had on this is that the my understanding, the permit was rescinded. And I didn't really have an understanding on why that would have been, and it had a delay on the project. So I wanted to have a more clear understanding, I guess, and that's why I pulled it, to understand why Marty Kehoe had a delay on his project and why this was paid out from the city. And I just wanted to have a more clear understanding, and I don't believe that we've been able to do that as of this time. So.
Yeah, I think the explanation that I got was that that the staff erroneously sent the applicant, Mr. Kehoe, down one path in the regulations and should have been sent down another. That added a great deal of time and process cost to the application, and it was our fault corporately, because we'd given him inaccurate information about the type of review that that project was going to be subject to. So I believe that was the basis for the claim, and that's why it was approved.
Okay, just so I have an understanding, it was more of a time delay, and the amount was determined upon the damages on his overall project.
Correct.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Johnson.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and I think if it's possible, based on the terms of the settlement or agreement, if, for the sake of transparency, if you could just briefly summarize which bureau the misunderstanding happened in, and let the public know. We're confident that the council would take corrective action, obviously make sure that people don't encounter this problem again, but I think transparency to your constituents, it's appropriate to say a little bit about how the mistake happened and which bureau. We don't need to name call, but just to identify such.
Yeah, it was the Bureau of Development Services, because that's where these are processed. So that's right. Thank you. Any other questions or concerns? Then let's take a vote, please, on approval of that claim.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay.